Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, stunning search.
Mr. Trump, can we get your reaction to the raid, sir?
FBI agents descend on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in an unprecedented move. New details on what they were looking for as protesters gather there overnight. We're live with the very latest. Then, Snapchat safety, the new feature giving parents a closer look at who their kids are communicating with online.
We have a responsibility to make sure teens are safe and healthy on Snapchat.
How the new parental center aims to help families and why some say it's an important first step to keeping teens safe. Plus, remembering Olivia Newton-John, we'll look back at her remarkable life and legacy and her many visits here on Today.
Are you a better singer than you are an actress?
I'm sure.
From opening up about her health struggles.
I feel very positive. I wake up every day and just thank the day. And
to inspiring us along the way.
I heard a rumor that you're going to dress up as me for Halloween. So here's some tips for you.
Our tribute to an icon just ahead. And then stars in Studio 1A, Jimmy Fallon here to talk about his hit game show reboot. Watch us take a swing at guessing the password.
Johnny.
And Miss Mindy Kaling is here to discuss the new season of her show, a hilarious first look today, Tuesday, August 9th, 2022.
Trip.
From South Windsor, Connecticut
to the Plaza.
Wishing my best friend Bobby a happy 12th birthday
in Auburn, Massachusetts.
Shout out to Alexandria
and Richmond, Virginia.
Kicking off today from Whitefish, Montana.
Here with my mom
from Placerville, California.
Brentwood, California.
And Chicago.
Today we want to say, happy birthday, Hoda!
Woo! Oh, yes. Aww. It is not just any Tuesday. It is Hoda's birthday. We are so glad. We gave her the day off. Yeah, that was absolutely the present. But I know she's watching, so Hoda, good
happy
morning.
Birthday,
we love you. Yeah. Hope you're just surrounded by all your loved ones today. And hurry back.
Mm-hmm. Hope it's a day of nothing, Hoda Kotb.
Yeah.
Hope it's a day of nothing.
Well, let's get to your news at 8 o'clock. And we're going to start this morning with that unprecedented search of former President Trump's Florida home yesterday. FBI agents with a warrant were inside Mar-a-Lago, said to be looking for classified information allegedly taken from the White House. NBC senior national correspondent Carrie Sanders is in West Palm Beach for us this morning. Carrie, good morning.
Savannah, the FBI spent much of Monday right here at Mar-a-Lago. It wasn't until the former president, Mr. Trump, released a statement that his home had been raided that the news was made public that a search warrant had been executed here. A senior source telling NBC News the agents were looking for classified documents brought here after Mr. Trump was president. Supporters gathered here saying they believe this all is motivated by politics and a potential campaign run again by Mr. Trump. In a statement issued just before 7 o'clock Monday night, Mr. Trump said Mar-a-Lago was, quote, under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, claiming it was unannounced and portraying himself as the victim of a political persecution, adding, they even broke into my safe. Of course, in 2016, as a candidate, Mr. Trump repeatedly attacked Hillary Rodham Clinton, saying that she had classified documents on her personal email server. Savannah?
All right, Carrie Sanders in West Palm for us. Thank you, Carrie.
Now to an announcement from the popular social media app Snapchat. This morning, the company is unveiling new parental tools. NBC senior national correspondent Kate Snow got a preview, and she is with us this morning. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Craig. So Snap has been around for a decade now. The company says 99 million people use the app every day in North America alone, including a lot of teens. The platform has added safety features in the past, for example, making teen profiles automatically private and rules around how adults can connect with teens. But they haven't had tools specifically for parents until today.
For millions of teens, Snapchat is the way they communicate with a group of friends. This morning, the company's giving parents a window into that world.
And we have a responsibility to make sure teens are safe and healthy on Snapchat.
Nona Farinick-Yadigar is the director of platform policy and social impact at Snapchat. Starting today, parents and teens between 13 and 18 can opt in to what they call the Family Center.
Both the parent and the teen have to opt into this, right?
Yeah, the parent immediately gets access to the teen's friends list, the people the teen has communicated with over the last 7 days, and new friends that the teen has made as well.
Parents will see the screen names of who their kids are friends with, but not what they're saying to each other. Farinick-Yadigar says it's meant to be like real life.
If your teen has friends over in the basement to play video games, you should know who they're down there playing video games with, but you wouldn't be, you know, sitting in the room listening to their conversation. And so we really wanted to balance, you know, parental insight into their teen's life while really preserving autonomy and privacy for the teen themselves.
I can imagine some parents saying, well, you're actually giving my teen too much privacy. You're weighing their privacy more than my parental need to see what they're doing.
I would disagree with the notion that we're really tilting in one way or the other. And I think what we're really trying to do is bring a real world sensibility into online life. Here you're able to report.
If a parent has concerns about someone their teen is connected to, they can report the account, and Snapchat says it will respond quickly. Snapchat says they've been developing these new tools for more than a year, consulting with parents and safety groups like Protect Young Eyes. Chris McKenna is the founder and dad of four.
What's the headline for you in these new parental tools on Snapchat?
The headline goes like this: great job, it's about time, and there's more to do.
Teens are going to be able to opt into this family center. Do you think they will?
There's the conversation that needs to take place, right? Between parents and young people. I like that feature because I think it forces parents to talk to their kids. If a child says no, okay, that's worthy of a conversation. Why not?
Snapchat has existed since 2012, 10 years. Why didn't you do this sooner?
Family Center has been on the roadmap for a long time. We wanted to be really thoughtful about bringing out tools that would be useful, but also diligent and thoughtful. And I'm really excited to bring them into the world.
So if you're wondering if teens could just say yes to Family Center on one account that their parent is linked to and then create a different account that they really use, Snapchat says their users don't typically create multiple accounts because you can't be logged in to more than one account at a time. But they say that they're going to monitor to see if that starts happening. In the future, by the way, Snapchat also says they're going to add more tools for parents, including content controls to stop teens from seeing whatever the parent considers to be inappropriate.
I mean, your kids are older than that. Hours. You've been in the game a long time as a parent, Kate Snow. Doesn't it continue to be your experience that if a kid wants to find a way around something and keep something from mom or dad, they'll figure out how?
I think every parent out there would say that. I think this is, as Snapchat would say, a step in the right direction. Yeah. They're trying. They are one of the last of the social media apps to do parental control.
And we're saying teens. I have a middle schooler. I have a seventh grader. And all of us, all the kids are on it. I mean, you know, so it starts sixth grade. It starts early.
You're supposed to be 13 to get on it. But realistically, a lot of kids are younger than that.
All the middle schoolers are on
Kate, thank you, Kate. Thank you so much for that opinion.
All right.
Up next, we are going to celebrate Olivia Newton-John's life through her visits here on Today.
Yeah, from her very first appearance with Jane Polly to connecting with Hoda in a really powerful and personal way. We're going to look back at decades of memorable moments and our friendship with her. And then we've got Olivia's dear friend, Jane Seymour, 40 years of friendship between these two ladies. She's going to remember with us right after this.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back at 8:14 celebrating the incredible life and legacy of Olivia Newton-John.
She was a beloved friend of today for more than four decades, ever since she sang her way into our hearts as Sandy in Greece. And over the years, we got a glimpse of her life beyond Hollywood and also a glimpse of the challenges that she faced.
Olivia was always radiant. She was always spreading positivity and generosity. We're going to talk with her friend Jane Seymour in just a moment. But first, a look back at some of the special moments we shared with her right here on Today. Olivia Newton-John has always been the one that we wanted.
Grease is now a movie of which you are a star, and that is your first movie. Did John Travolta get you to make that movie?
When I met him, he said that he had suggested me in the very beginning, and eventually they came around to the same way of thinking, thank goodness.
You yes. dance, and you sing,
yes.
and you act?
Yes.
Are you a better singer than you are an actress?
I'm sure. That's yet to be proved. You have to go and see it and tell me.
She proved it, and then some. And she stopped by today to mark her other career-defining moments.
The furor over Let's Get Physical. Look at her suppress a laugh. Did it surprise
what
you first
off?
Does your success surprise you?
Self, but I don't think I ever believed that I would be the success that I am. I still don't believe it. It's almost like it's somebody else.
She even helped us out with some performances of our own.
Hi, Savannah. This is Olivia Newton-John, and I'm standing here with my Sandy 2 outfit from Greece. I heard a rumor that you're going to dress up as me for Halloween. So here's some tips for you. Red high heels, lots of red lipstick, curly hair, and lots of attitude. Have fun.
That's amazing.
How about that? Thanks for Olivia Newton-John.
I was on the Today Show. And one of the girls on the Today Show told me that she wanted to be a pink lady. And I'm so excited to invite Natalie Morales to the stage to be a pink lady for tonight. Here she comes.
Olivia also spoke out over the years about her health struggles while always keeping that amazing spirit.
Olivia, you had some health problems, which I know from personal experience is a very life-altering thing.
I had breast cancer six years in May. I feel very positive. I feel
you
very
still
good.
Have her.
Yeah.
What has cancer taught you about yourself?
I think it taught me I'm stronger than I thought I was. Because even though it really in the end, it's up to you. Believe you can do it and to go through it. So it made me stronger.
You know what I see when I look in your eyes? I see the optimism that I saw when Jane Pauley interviewed you.
Oh, yes, so, sweetheart.
Is that just part of what's inside?
I think it's been my blessing in life to have that in my personality, or I don't know how I would have done otherwise.
A long time ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I was incredibly healthy, and I remember them finding a lump, and I said, oh, you must be mistaken.
I'm really sorry you went through that. I didn't know that about you. So are you well now? Are you feeling good?
Yes, I am feeling good. By the way, I'm just going to pause for a second. Oh, another wonderful thing about you is what you just did there. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for asking.
We're sisters. You know, anyone that has gone on this journey with cancer, it's under unknown destinations and surprises and turns.
Olivia was still always grateful for her path and focused on the force behind her greater success, her family.
The first person I thought of was Chloe.
She could have asked anyone to sing it with her, and she asked me. That touched my heart more than you could ever know.
I'm just grateful for every day. I feel so lucky to have the amazing life that I've had.
Well, joining us now is one of Olivia Newton-John's decades-long friends, actress Jane Seymour. Hi, Jane. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know how we all feel, and you know, we just knew her from afar, really. And you, of course, had this decades-long friendship, 40 years. How are you doing? How's the family doing?
Gosh, you know, I'm just watching that beautiful tribute. She would have loved that so, so much. You know, I miss her. I knew she was really, really ill for a very long time, as a lot of people did. And I had the privilege of seeing her not that long ago and talking to her. And she was just an amazing person. And as you said, you know, what brings tears to my eyes is that she always cared about other people. She'd always ask about me. She'd ask about my family, about, you know, people I knew or we mutually knew who were going through cancer. And she was just this positive light and, you know, amazing, amazing person. And she would surprise me. Like, she showed up in Singapore to see me in a play once. Wow. I mean, like, who does that? Olivia. And we had a lot in common because, well, her sister was a patient of my father's. My father had delivered Rona's son, Emerson, and that's how we originally met. But then, you know, we were both kind of well-known around the same time, and I remember having my baby Katie, and she looked at me one day and held my baby and said, how do you do this? I said, Olivia, I know you know how to do that. She said, no, but how do you do this? How do you actually have a career and have a child? And so really, I think our journey was very much that. And because, you know, we had a lot of ups and downs with, you know, careers and husbands and children and life. And, you know, we had a very special bond, and it was pretty unique for me. I don't think I've ever had a friend that really could understand or wanted to understand, you know, what that life was like. And I really miss her.
Jane, you mentioned you had the opportunity, the blessing, to visit with her a short time ago. What was that last conversation like? What was she like?
Well, I was with my two sisters from England. She got the day wrong, but she knew we traveled like 2 or 3 hours to get there. And she got out of bed, got dressed, came out on a walker. I mean, she should not have gotten out of bed at all. And she just sat down with us for quite a while and asked about us. How were we? How was our lives? You know, how could she help us? And then she just looked around and she said, isn't it beautiful here? And I said, yes, it is. She said, I sit out here and I just look at the world. I mean, how beautiful. You know, look at the sky, look at the hummingbirds, you know, look at that dog. I mean, look at this life that we have. Mm-hmm. And look at us together after all these years. And I, you know, she reminds me and will always remind me every day that life is a journey. It has its ups and its downs. And she just had such strength and fortitude. And you know, as much as she was suffering, she never spoke about it, ever. She just put a smile on her face and said, you know what? I'm thriving. I'm thriving.
And Jane, on that note, there have been a flood of tributes, including one from her Danny Zuko, John Travolta, calling her impact incredible. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know she had her wellness and research center that continues to thrive.
Amazing. You know, I actually had the privilege of going to her hospital, the one that she built in Melbourne. Mm. And it was extraordinary. You know, she said, well, I have this cancer hospital. Well, it's a major, major cancer hospital. And it doesn't just do, you know, research and look after people, but there was an atmosphere when you went there, you just went, oh my gosh, Olivia has built the dream place for people who are having to go through the cycle of cancer. And sadly, I know a lot of people who are going through it right now and they don't have anywhere that lovely. And then I remember Olivia telling me, she said, you know, said the cancer came back. And she said, you'll never guess what. I said, what? She said, I ended up in my own hospital. She said, I'm so glad I built it. She said, it was incredible. She said, everyone was amazing. But, you know, she just gave back all the time. I mean, I think, you know, that's the legacy. I mean, you know, an extraordinary performer. I mean, you'll never forget her from Greece, from everything that she ever did.
I was saying earlier that, you know, for someone like her, there's whole generations, especially young girls our age, for whom she is an icon, mm-hmm. who danced in front of the mirror with a hairbrush, wishing they were Olivia Newton-John, wanted to be Sandy. And she just held that so gracefully. And it could have been overwhelming. But she was just always so kind and seemed to have such a good head on her shoulders.
Authentic and a class act, you know, no matter whatever happened in her life, no matter what. And I think, you know, if there's a lesson to be learned in life from her, you know, there's that and the fact that she always did her best and gave back and had a very loving husband and you know, Chloe, her wonderful daughter.
Wow, how we loved her. And Jane, thank you for taking the time. I know your heart's breaking, but it's so good to hear you talk about your friend. And she sure deserves all those tributes and more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Authentic and the class act. Mr. Roker, how about one more check of the weather?
What a great perspective. Thanks, guys. As we look at what's happening right now, we got some showers in the Pacific Northwest, more monsoonal moisture down through the Southwest. There could be some flooding there. We're also watching these strong storms firing up in the mid-Mississippi, Ohio River valleys. Temperatures again, one more hot day in the Northeast, mid-Atlantic on into the New England area. We're also looking at triple digits, Texas, into the Southwest interior parts of California. For today, we will see this one more day of this really sultry weather. Front pushes through these pleasant temperatures that are in the Great Lakes. Now will start to make their way into the Northeast. Heavy rain, unfortunately, for our friends down in Kentucky. That flood risk continues out west. And that is your latest weather.
Okay, Mr. Roker, we got a star-studded half hour coming up, including Jimmy Fallon live.
And then we are excited. Mindy Kaling is here. She's got a new season of her hit show. So much to discuss. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Back. It is 8:30 on a Tuesday morning, 9th of August, 2022, as we say hello to a beautiful crowd here on the plaza.
Awesome. They're brave ones, too, because it's a little sticky out here.
A little sticky.
Yes. But it's going to cool down soon.
Yes, it is.
And here's the thing, you guys, you picked a great day to come and visit the Today Show because we have a packed half hour.
This is so good. I just saw him in the hallway. Jimmy Fallon is here. Okay, are you guys ready for a little competition?
Yes.
Because Jimmy's bringing back the iconic game show Password. He's coming back to NBC tonight. But before he does, Jimmy will lead us in a heated head-to-head battle.
Savannah,
on this side,
Savannah Guthrie,
and Woohoo!
The battle of the sexes?
Boys. Yes.
Wow.
Johnny, so it's going to be good.
Team Savannah to Tom, right? Of course.
Oh, they're turning the crowd against us.
It's going to be a good time.
Well, I'm used to that.
Mindy Kaling is here. We're going to talk to her about the new season of her hit show, Never Have I Ever, why its success means so much to her, and Mindy's role as a busy mom.
She's always a dope.
We love having Mindy here. And then later on in the third hour, day two of our fun series, What's in a Name?
Yes.
So yesterday, Chanel met her name twin, another young woman named Chanel Jones. So which one of us will be doing a double take this morning? Stay with us to find it.
I can't wait to meet the other
Alvin. And by the way, this was Craig Melvin's idea.
It was your idea.
It's such a cute idea.
Who knew?
So today we meet the other Al Roker.
We don't need it.
Oh, okay.
Could
we'll
be Dylan
out.
Dreyer. Yeah. Could be Craig Melvin.
I want to meet the other Savannah Guthrie.
I mean,
clearly there's somebody. I guess
we all have a twin.
We're
a name twin.
All
right.
Guys, tomorrow, with so much stress in the world, a lot of folks are struggling with hair loss. Mm-hmm. It can definitely affect a lot of folks. It affects your self-esteem for men, for women. We are going to talk about that. And we also have some treatments that we're hopeful that we can help with.
All right. Before we do anything else, Mr. Roker, how about one more check of the weather?
All right. Let's find out what we've got for today. Again, hot and humid. One more day of that here in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and in the New England. Pleasant temps around the Great Lakes. Flood risk continues out through the Southwest and also in the Mid-Mississippi River Valley for tomorrow. Again, that threat of more flooding. We're going to be watching that very closely. That monsoonal moisture causing more storms in the Southwest. Very hot in the Western Plains, but cooler Great Lakes Northeast on into New England. And that is your latest weather.
Okay, let's go. Coming up next, the fierce competition begins. Jimmy Fallon is here. He'll give us a sneak peek of Password, the reboot tonight on NBC. And yes, we are ready to play. Let's go. But first, this is Today on NBC.
We're back. It is 8:35. And do you know what else is back? One of the most iconic game shows in history.
Password. It premiered in 1961. Ooh. It is making a triumphant return tonight right here on NBC. It's hosted by Kiki Palmer. It stars our pal, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy. Oh, guys. Oh, I'm so happy.
Jimmy's going to lead us in a game in a minute. But Jimmy, first of all, like, how did this all come about?
Yeah. We did the game on a show with Betty White, because obviously Betty White was the classic permanent guest on Password. She met her husband, Alan Ludden, on the show. So we asked Betty if we could play Password. She was, of course, the best ever. So we just kept playing it on our show, and then we go, Why isn't it on TV? We should bring it back. It was on for 16 years.
Yeah. And it's the kind of show everyone can watch. Kids, adults. I mean, everybody wants to play.
It's so easy to play. You give a clue, and then you have to give a one-word clue back. And we try to raise $25,000 for our contestants.
So do you have celebrity guests? Like, who's on the show?
John Hamm is on tonight. Who is awesome. Well, coming off Top Gun Maverick, we have Chelsea Handler, J.B. Smoove, Martin Short. Kiki Palmer is fantastic, by the way. We have such a great chemistry, and she's the host, and she crushes it.
Well, show us.
Oh, yeah, well, they're telling us to get to the game. Okay. They've turned all the monitors off in the studio. This is serious.
All right, it's on tonight after America's Got Talent. Here, we're going to start the password. We're going to start here. Savannah, I'll give you a password. Mm-hmm. Craig, you will get a password.
Okay.
You will hear it right now at home. They'll say what the password is.
The password is?
You can look at it. Don't show out. Don't look at Chanel.
And then my clue, so do I do a clue?
Yeah, it's your for you can play or pass.
Oh, And it's only one word?
Only one word.
Okay, all right. Juice.
Orange.
What? Good run, buddy. It's over.
They clearly chipped it. It's a mind meld.
Good job, by the way. Nailed it.
All right. Your turn? Right.
Yep.
Ooh.
Al,
oh, the that's password the is
That's a good reaction right there, Al.
Twinkle.
Star.
No.
That's good?
So I have the same word?
So twinkle, you have the same word. Okay. No, turn it the other
way. So I can take in.
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
He said twinkle.
Twinkle. Now I see why you hesitated. Okay, I'm going to go a whole nother route.
You're getting so serious.
Look at Chanel, so serious at this.
Oh, is there a time limit, Jimmy?
Movie. Is that too obscure? Wait.
You should say so much more than one word. It's hilarious.
Always.
Star Wars?
No.
Okay. Do we keep going?
Movie, you got twinkle.
Can people at home see the word right now, Jimmy?
Yeah, they can see.
Yeah, and they can hear the word.
Glitter.
And they're screaming at the TV right now.
Glitter. Magic.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what are the clues on the table so far?
Glitter, twinkle, movie.
Fairy.
Oh, what the heck is her name? Cinderella?
Oh, so close.
I'm going to stop it right there. Just give the time.
What, it's over?
Sparkle was the word.
Sparkle, that's a
sparkle. All right, let's do one more. Here you go, Savannah. Here you go, Craig. Savannah, you go first. Here we go.
The password is script.
I know the show is going to be much better than this.
Can you point at things?
No, I'm sorry.
Wait.
Can you gesture?
No.
No. Writing.
Literature.
But she said it with such passion.
Writing. Yes, she did. Writing.
What made me think I can't.
Writing.
Well, I don't. You got to give what the good Lord gave you.
Okay.
Movie.
Writing, movie.
Theater.
Okay, come on,
I'm ready. You've got the other.
I'm ready, yep.
Screenplay.
Script.
Oh, right there, the champ, Savannah Chanel. Oh my gosh.
Can we come on the show?
Please come on the show.
Yay.
Please come on the show.
Maybe it's because I won. Thank you so much.
So it's on tonight. I think you'll love it. It's just like this. It gets crazy. My heart is racing. It gets so competitive.
Man.
People go nuts.
I should have gone with screenplay.
Oh my gosh. Do we have time for an acceptance speech?
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
It's taken a long time for us to get to this. Oh, sorry. Just do the tease.
It's going to be a fun show.
Jimmy, this is going to be great.
I'm excited.
Will you come back and play with us again?
That was our show.
Yes. All right. He's back on the fourth hour, too. Don't miss. Well, I'm not going to miss it. Tonight's premiere, Password 10, 9 Central, right here on NBC.
I wish I could hear you yelling at the TV because they have the words. All right, up next, the multi-talented Mindy Kaling on the story she's drawing.
I'll let you down.
And a personal reason the success of her latest show means so much. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Don't leave me hanging, sister. Oh. We did it. Yes.
They got an easy one.
Yes.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We are back with the one and only Mindy Kaling, the popular actress, comedian, writer, producer, and mom, is out with a new season of her Netflix show, Never Have I Ever. It centers on the life of an Indian-American teenager. Here's the thing, this show, wildly popular. What do you think it is about the show that's resonated with so many people? Why do you think so many people seem to love it?
I mean, it means the world to me that, like, 40 million people tuned in to watch the first season, because when my co-creator Lang and I were making the show, we thought, this is really specific, you know? It's Indian American family, it's mostly women, and it's felt like, wow, who's gonna tune in? And so it was so rewarding to see that what seemed specific was really universal. It's yeah. Like coming of age, wanting to fit in, so.
You are a mom of two. You've got a four-year-old, you've got a one-year-old, mm-hmm. and a little birdie told me that the one-year-old's become a bit of a tattletale, is that right?
The four-year-old is
tattletale.
A little bit of a tattletale.
But what, at four already?
Do you know, I'm excited because she was a little indifferent to her younger brother, and now he's really useful to her because she can be like,
there's
Mom, there's my family. Now she will say things like, Mom, he ate a pretzel off the floor. Get him in trouble. And you're like, it's okay. Like, we don't have to narc on our little brother. Like it's not hurting anyone that he's eating the pretzel on the floor. Really.
There's a fair amount of that in my house as well. I've got an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, and we call the 5-year-old the safety patrol. She spends a fair amount of time narking on her older brother as
well. Yeah, it gives them a sense of purpose for the day.
Yeah. You post a vision board at the beginning of the year every year, I hear, which is, I gather, what keeps you focused on your million projects that you have. The vision board that you posted at the beginning of this year, where does it stand now? How do those visions look halfway through the year?
Well, you said the word focus, and I think that's really been a key to so much of my success, is that I just don't lose focus. And so I do nerdy things, like I make vision boards, and it feels like this kind of woo-woo thing, but it works, you know, and it's embarrassing. And I'll make the vision board, I'll put it up in my bedroom, and then, I don't know, a couple months in, nothing will happen, and I'll get impatient and tear it down. But I think there's something about that process yeah. that actually makes me manifest my dreams. I was like, this is so cheesy.
No, it's...
But it works for me, you know?
Clearly. And one of the things that you are manifesting right now, again, because the acting and the producing and the being the mom and now star chef, clearly that's all not enough, you've decided to launch a book studio. Mm-hmm. How did this come to be?
Well, I love reading stories about young women of color. I love finding authors who don't necessarily get representation, writing thrilling stories, sexy romances, mysteries. Yeah. And if I can use my platform to help shine light on these authors, particularly women, like, I love doing that. So Amazon has been an amazing partner, and we have this incredible slate of books coming up, of books that I just want to read, you know, yeah. things that are like page turners and just sexy, thrilling, just yeah. the kind of thing that I just, after a hard day, just want to read, but from people that we don't always get to see on the bestseller list.
Well, one thing's for sure, it's going to be a success, because I feel like everything that you do turns out well. So.
Okay, again, this is manifesting. You saying these kinds of things. Cooking show,
yeah.
book club, so thank you.
When you launch the cooking show, you come back. We get the exclusive.
Oh my gosh, I will burn the studio down for my cooking. It will be bad. But thank you. I'm going to take you up on that.
Mindy, thank you. And again, the new season of Never Have I Ever, it hits Netflix on August 12th. And we're back in a moment with Pop Star. But first, this is Today on NBC.
You know what? Better late than ever. Pop Start remains the best part of the day, except for that time beat them.
I was just about to say, but we're going to stick the landing with this one. All right, first up, they're never going to hit end of this. Pac-Man. That video game publisher, I think it's Bandai Namco Entertainment, is teaming up with Wayfarer Studios for the project. It will be based on an original story by Chuck Williams, one of the creative minds behind the 2020 Sonic the Hedgehog movie. The iconic video game first hit the U.S. It was in 1980, if you remember, from a Japanese designer who claimed to have been inspired by a
pizza pie that was missing a slice. No word yet on when the Pac-Man movie will arrive in theaters, but it'll be all the, I mean,
I'm actually, now that I think about it, isn't it kind of surprising, has there never been a Pac-Man
there
been movie?
There was an animated series.
That's what.
Oh, okay. TV show.
That's what.
And will Ms. Pac-Man show up?
But this is going to be Ms. Pac-Man, bring out all the retro t-shirts.
Yes, maybe Ms. Pac-Man and Pac-Man will be a love interest.
Maybe that'll happen.
There you go.
All right.
That's the sequel.
Carrie Underwood, love her. The country superstar just rocked one local Tennessee bar. So imagine you're out, you know, enjoying a drink at your neighborhood hangout, and then Miss Carrie Underwood steps on the stage. Well, over the weekend, the Grammy winner joined local band, the Heartshakers, at the Fox and Lock restaurant. This is in Franklin, Tennessee. The venue gave Carrie a shout out on social media, thanking her for stopping by, and added, you never know who will show up here. Maybe somebody else will show up. All right, next up, Ted Lasso. We're all dreading saying goodbye to these beloved characters after the show wraps up officially next season. And in a recent interview with Entertainment Weekly, one of the show's stars and writers is teasing how they are not going to make this farewell an easy one for fans.
What?
Brett Goldstein, you might know as Roy Kent, channeled his famously harsh character with this cheeky answer about the fate of Ted Lasso's final season. And the ever-so-charming footballer, Sam Obisanya, played by Taheeb Jimmo. Goldstein said, I told Taheeb a long time ago how his character died. Basically, I was like, you die by a helicopter. And he was like, oh, I'm in a helicopter crash? And I said, no, you run into a still helicopter. It's not even on. You just run into it, and that's how you die. Now, obviously, Brett was just kidding. That cannot be how Ted Lasso ends. But no matter how the show wraps up, it's probably a safe bet that audiences will say, it's too soon.
They want to
give it up.
It's a great show.
I know. All right, next up, Olivia Munn. The new mom recently posted a few cute snaps with her and John Mulaney's 8-month-old son, Malcolm. But the actress, known for always keeping it real, also shared the struggle behind those trying to pose for a solo selfie when there's an infant nearby. Okay, look at this.
Oh, it's like a martial arts movie.
The caption reads, taking selfies when you're a mom. And you can hear John trying to calm down those dancing feet in the background. Ow.
Flying feet.
He's probably just playing around. All right, and finally, we are talking about ABBA. The iconic band is celebrating their biggest hits for their next project. So here's the deal. In September, get ready to say thank you for the music when the group releases a special gold edition of their greatest hits album. And we mean gold literally. In fact, take a look at these specially colored records and cassettes and tapes for the 30th anniversary of their chart-topping greatest hits album titled Gold. ABBA, which people say it both ways, is releasing the 19-song collection in vintage formats. So tracks include Dancing Queen and Mamma Mia, and it marks the continued comeback of the Swedish stars since their latest album, Voyage, hit number 2 on Billboard's top chart last year. Well, 30th anniversary gold edition collection will be out in September.
So I didn't see an 8-track there.
That's what I was just thinking, 8-track. If
Which
you want to go vintage.
There.
Yeah, in the 70s, that was the thing.
That's the only device that hasn't come back yet.
I know. It's waiting. It's just waiting.
Cassette.
It's going to have its moment.
Folks, we're just getting started. We are back with a third and fourth hours on this very busy Tuesday morning.
And happy birthday, Hoda.
Hoda.
Hope you're having a beautiful day.
Good game, Sam.
Oh, my gosh. Remember that time?
Where's the commercial?
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.